The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Pro Football Focus NFL Podcasts put out in the NFC North who they think the top three players for each team heading into 2024 are. We can get into what they think the Packers' top three are in just a little bit. But it was a question I asked Jason when he joined us last hour. If you missed any of that conversation, check it out. Download it. Download the app, Wisconsin On Demand. And, or wherever you get your podcasts, do that as well. But he went with, he kind of gave us an A and a B because he's Jason. Jordan Love, Xavier McKinney, and then he split his third one with Jaire Alexander and Rashawn Gary. So I ask you, Chewy, your top three Green Bay Packers heading into 2024.
Jordan Love, obviously. Jaire. And Josh Jacobs. So, Alex, I mean, Jordan's pretty self-explanatory. I'm sure he's going to be all of our number ones.
Yes.
Jaire from the standpoint, because everyone loves McKinney, right? Loves what he can do. If Jaire just has a mess season, you can't do what you want with McKinney. You can't be aggressive with him. You can't take risks with him. The only way Jaire is going to make McKinney better, just because we all know that he's capable of being a shutdown corner. If he's not, and they take risks with McKinney, and Jaire is not having a good year, or he's hurt, or whatever, that's where you get burned, okay? Because I know the style of defense they want to play. They want to play aggressive, but when you play aggressive, you put players in compromise situations.
Can McKinney make Jaire better? That's just a one-way street.
I think it's the reverse.
It's just it's a one-way street. Yeah. Jaire makes McKinney better.
Because then Halfley's like, oh man, Jaire's playing like crap and playing like crap. Do I really want to roll the dice here? And they're going to give up big plays. They are. Hopefully it's not a lot of them. But with the big plays that they're going to give up, they're going to make big plays. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I see McKinney being used the same way we use Leroy.
Okay.
Right? Move him around, put him on a tight end, blitz him, do those kind of things.
To add to that, there have been reports out of camp that in like one defensive series, McKinney's played all those positions. He's lined up in the slot. He's been a blitzer. He's even been like put in a spot where basically he's an extra linebacker too. So
yeah,
they want him to play every single, basically any position other than defensive line.
And typically your safeties, see, it would always go your corners, your D-line, your safeties, and then your linebackers in matter of importance. Or actually the way I was brought up in this league. And then my third one was Jacobs. It's a lot like Aaron Jones. You take Aaron Jones last year out of the equation, and they did at times, that offense just it just loses something. You have to be able to run the ball. In this league, you don't have to run it for 150, 170 yard average, but you have to be able to run the ball. And we know what A.J. Dillon is. I don't even know if he'll be on the roster. And we don't know who's the rookie out of USC.
Marshawn Lloyd.
Yes, we don't know what he is going to be. So if you take that piece out of it, then the offense kind of becomes one dimensional and it's a little tougher for him.
He's the only player on this roster who's been all pro.
Jacobs?
Yeah.
What about Jaire?
Second team all pro.
Gotcha. Yeah.
just made Chewy's
Put
Friday.
That in your pipe and
just really made Chewy's Friday.
All right, who's up next?
Joshy.
I'm lockstep Jaire, Jordan Love. I'm having a real hard time picking the third one because I think there are probably six guys that you could all argue depending on how they play. I think McKinney can be that guy.
Okay.
I think Kenny Clark can be that guy.
Okay.
I also think Josh Jacobs can be that guy. But we've left out completely the offensive line. The Packers have a right tackle that like didn't allow pressures like at all. And he's like not really, he wasn't thought to be a great right tackle. And now he's looking to be one of the best young tackles in the league. My pick is not Elton Jenkins, Zach Tom.
I was about to say, I'm surprised you're going Tom over Jenkins, because Jenkins is, I would say, I mean, it's not unanimous, obviously, but yes. I think he's widely accepted as the Packers' best offensive lineman.
I think Elton Jenkins should be considered there. There's been injuries. There's him been playing hurt. But from what we saw from Zach Tom, kind of being put in a position that I don't think, frankly, any of us really expected him to be that good at, that like he was among the elite. Elton Jenkins has been elite before, but I'm forecasting into a young player getting even better, and I think that guy at the end of the season, we're going to look and go, this guy's like, he shut out T.J. Watt, one of the best pass rushers in the league. Like
defensive player of the year, T.J. Watt.
Yeah. So to me, that the position being, you know, he's, as Chewy will tell you, the guard has some help, the center has some help.
Yeah.
A lot of times, those tackles on your own. And he stood up to the challenge when it came.
Yeah, that is a concern, because you think about it, he tore his pec. And,
yeah.
And my scariest dreams when I have Packer dreams are when I am not prepared going into the season from a standpoint of lifting and things like that.
Not missing a bus for a game, for example.
No, it was always like you didn't work out in the offseason, because that was a huge part of my game, my strength. And that is a concern, because he's not going to be able to bench press, I don't know for how long. This is the period of time in the offseason where you try to get as strong as you can.
Because you're going
to diminish. He's not going to have that ability. I mean, I don't know when he's going to be able to get on a bench press again and be able to build that strength. So that's a large concern.
Bigger than maybe everybody else was making it to be.
Yeah, and typically the offensive line, you rank it, obviously left tackle is most important. Then you kind of go center, right tackle, AB, and then your guards. Because your guards are, like Joshy said, you got help. You're always protected. It's nice to have a great one like Elton Jenkins, but those other three positions is where you want your studs.
Yeah, no one's ever upset when they have an elite guard. It just makes life easier. But it is... It is less important.
Well, again, which you can see based on how much they get paid.
Right.
Yes.
You want to know what NFL teams value, you just look at, you know, how much people are getting paid. I'm Jordan Love, obviously, number one as well. I do go McKinney, because it does seem like he's going to be that versatile piece. And the Packers were at their best last year, even though it's great they have all these pass catchers, a tight end, wide receiver. They were at their best when they were able to run the football. And that's why I've got Josh Jacobs at third. Like, Josh Jacobs is an upgrade over Aaron Jones. And I know I've kind of been the anti-Aaron Jones guy here because of some of the things that he didn't do until last year. You know, the back-to-back 100-yard games. He'd only done it once until he did the 5 in a row last year. Sometimes his availability was questionable. Josh Jacobs led the league in rushing one year and was first-team All-Pro. Something that Aaron Jones never did. As good as Aaron Jones was, something that he never did. And I think that's really important for this offense. I find it interesting that Jason put Rashawn Gary on his list, as did Pro Football Focus. Their top three were Love, Jair, and Rashawn Gary. I didn't even consider Rashawn Gary.
Because I look at that unit as one. Because eventually, I know what they want to do. They want to get to the standpoint of where they can create pressure with just four. I don't think they're there yet. And that's why I think Van Ness is the wild card. What kind of player is he going to turn out to be? Because if he's a miss and Preston Smith is old, you got to blitz, right?
Yeah.
You have to blitz. If you can't create pressure with floor.
Yeah. Which, again, there's a lot of pressure on me for Rashawn Gary, but I can't put you in the top three for the same reason. I can't put a wide receiver, even though they've got all this potential in the world, until you go out there and have the 1,000-yard, 12-touchdown season. I can't put you in the Packers' top three. And Rashawn Gary, even though you got paid, I know you were coming off the ACL last year, you got to get the double-digit sacks.
Yeah.
Like, that matters.
Yeah.
I've made it my job, my pet project here to,
other than zipper merges?
Yes. Yes. When it comes to the Packers, there's a lot of people who talk about Rashawn Gary's pressure rate and how pressures are production, which I agree with to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important part is the sack, because when you get the sack, you typically end drives. A pressure can result in anything. It can result in a good decision. It could result in a 30-yard rush. It could result in a completed pass. We've seen Aaron Rodgers do it plenty of times. So when people are making that comparison of, well, he's getting more pressure percentage-wise than Nick Bosa. Nick Bosa has 22 career more sacks. He's played less games than Rashawn Gary. Those are worlds apart.
Yeah.
Getting the sacks is important, and I think Rashawn Gary's good. I think he's been even stretches. You've seen a great player, but he's not been consistent enough, and he hasn't even gotten to 10 sacks in his career in a single season.
Crazy.
Yeah, five years in the league.
I mean, I don't want 3 sacks against the Carolina Panthers.
No,
right.
You know, I want 3 sacks against San Francisco 49ers.
Those three sacks against Carolina are sick, but no, you're getting paid to get them against San Francisco, to get them against Detroit, to get them against Chicago.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you're getting paid for. And, the pressure rate's great, but it's like for a wide receiver, he gets open all the time. Yeah, but does he catch the ball? Turns out the important part of getting open would be catching the football. Just like the important part of I agree with you, Joshy. The important part of the pressure is actually making the play and finishing it off. Right. And if great that you're getting the pressure, but if he's a half step slow and can't finish off the sacks the way that Bosa, the way that Watts, the way that, you know, a lot of the elite Pat Micah Parsons can, then that doesn't do me as much good.
It's like football's version of like reverse mathing themselves into small ball. Like, if the MLB somehow came out and spit out the numbers and, like, you know what, we need more bunting. That would seemingly be what we are doing with, because the result is what matters. The home run, the sack, are the most important part. Just like touchdowns. Those things matter a lot.
We do have We Can Reach You coming up. I do want to read off these texts we have on the talking text line. Going back to Josh's zipper merge PSA from earlier. Todd texts in. Environmental engineer here. I work with transport engineers, and that is exactly how the zipper merges are supposed to work. Again, going all the way to where the lane ends, coming together again, thus the zipper merge. But most drivers are dumb.
I would put myself in that category. No, I would.
A dumb driver?
Because I didn't know, when it comes to zipper merges.
Sure. But again, that's why Josh is having the PSA.
That's
Bill Sang spent a lot of time in Pennsylvania 30 years ago. They would have signs that said, use all lanes until merging point.
I think we need those.
I agree.
Should petition the Wisconsin DOT. Put some of those out there at points that we know are congestion points.
And Justin says, it's like four-way stops, Josh. Just becomes a waving contest because everyone's too polite. I don't look at anyone, just blast through them these days. He does clarify, he does stop.
Thank you. I've run into that a lot with the puppy. We do a lot of walking through the city, and we'll come to a stop, and we train our dog to sit and wait for traffic. It ends up oftentimes with a person who's being very nice.
Yeah.
But they're sitting there waving us on, and a lot of times I'm not even looking at them because I'm looking down and addressing the dog, and I'm telling them, no, you go, and they're telling me, you go, and it's like, well, what are we doing here? We're wasting everyone's time.
I'm a stoptional guy. I just am.
Of all the things you've said today, seems to be the least shocking of the ones of the things that you've said.
Also, add that to the chewy word because stoptional doesn't exist.
It doesn't?
No, there are yields, which aren't optional either.
Right, we're adding it to zizzle, call backable, negativity, and glurge.
Glurge is so good.
Stoptional is now added to the list of chewy words here on Gen Game and Chewy. Is your business looking for localized banking solutions and a strategic partner? Fifth Third Bank has been looking forward to the future and helping businesses shape what's next for 165 years and for the last 15 here in Milwaukee. They offer industry-specific expertise, local decision-making capabilities, and extensive experience to help navigate the complexities of a constantly changing business market environment. With your business in mind, Fifth Third is big enough to provide sophisticated solutions and expert guidance, but also empowered to make local decisions and work from a foundation of strong community connections. Commercial banking value only Fifth Third can deliver. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I figured if I got the yellow ones from Mexico, I could slip those in without her. Did you know the Viagra in Mexico is yellow?
Had no idea.
Yeah.
Wait, could you just paint it? You just drop it in a little food coloring?
You probably
color
could,
it
like
egg?
An egg? I'm going to try that.
Easter has a new meaning in the Chamorro household.
On 94.5 ESPN.
You know what I say. Happy wife, happy life. And that usually means a visit to my guy, Dean. Dean, the dancing machine at the Jewelry Center. Earrings, custom jewelry, and repair services. The Jewelry Center does it all, including top-of-the-line engagement rings. And when that day comes for my four boys to take their next step in their lives, you can bet they will be heading to the Jewelry Center for the engagement ring. The Jewelry Center offers great deals and selections on both lab-grown and naturally mined diamonds for rings. Plus, you always hear about how Gabe went to the Jewelry Center and had a great experience with the Jewelry Center specialists to pick out the perfect ring. Stop into one of our three locations, Brookfield, Greenfield, and Burlington today, or check out the full inventory online at shoptjc.com.
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play The Week in Reach You.
Missed out on it last week, but it's back once again this week. Five questions testing Mark Chmura on the things that he said over the course of this past week. We test his memory. Does he remember saying these things? Does he remember what he said? I have five questions that Joshy put together, Chew. You get three right, you win. You get three wrong, you lose. How do you feel this week?
It was kind of a light blammer day, so I'm feeling okay.
Question number one. What fun fact did you tell us about Prince leading to this one-of-a-kind interaction?
Prince the singer? Purple Rain?
Yeah, we're familiar.
Well, I thought you were sitting there going, Prince Fielder?
No.
No idea.
Princess.
He's Mormon.
Gonna give him that one?
No, he's Jehovah's Witness.
Can't even remember his own fact.
Wait, which is the true? Is he?
No, he's a Jehovah's Witness. Okay. Yeah. Well, he was a Jehovah's Witness.
Pour one out. Yeah, respect for the dead. Doll.
Yes. Did you know he was like 4'11"?
Yeah, I knew he was very yes. short guy, very tiny man.
That'd be kind of cool, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. What's cooler, being 4'11 or playing in the NFL?
I mean, being tall has its drawbacks. And I'm sure being short has its drawbacks as well.
I think most people would rather be tall. I'm thinking the drawbacks of being tall are not as severe as the drawbacks of being short.
You think so?
Yeah.
Nah, I think tall people die at an earlier age. Like giants.
Well, yeah, like Andre the Giant. Yes, sure.
Exactly.
But, like, I'm not concerned about you dying at a young... I mean, 6'6", you're still within, like, normal range.
When do you be considered a giant? Like, Giannis is obviously a giant.
You start getting closer to 7 feet.
I think it's more like 6'8". Gabe.
Sure.
Do you know what they were in, like, 1776?
Yeah. Like, you would be Andre the Giant.
Like, Abe Lincoln would be Manute Bol. Joshy, am I right?
Yeah, you're totally right.
All right, next one.
I think we just found the name of the podcast title for hour number two.
To be formally diagnosed with gigantism, a person generally must be over 7 feet tall.
All right.
What day in grade school was stressful because of your uncertain future?
Yeah, it's a little stressful, though.
Please explain.
I'm stressful
from the standpoint of, like, God, I hope I made it to the next grade. And it's just one day?
What? One day. Well, I guess this one day sparked the conversation.
Friday. Am I right?
Nope. It starts with an F, I guess. Field day. We were looking for field day.
Yeah, because you're coming to the end of the line here, and you want to make sure you move on to the next grade. That was a real fear for about 3 years.
Yeah, third, fourth, and fifth grade is what they told us.
Yes.
Hey, but you made it through and here you are now.
Do kids still have progress reports, you think? Remember those?
I got to imagine sure. they have something similar to it.
Do you remember those, though?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course. My parents never saw them.
What did I get? Was it N.A.? Not, no, that's not available. Needs improvement. A lot of N.I.s. N-I's. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're 1-1, big guy.
Okay.
Question three begins with an audio clip.
You can get anything in China.
What was the claim about getting anything in China about?
You know, I was talking to Jen. That was like Wednesday or Thursday. What was I trying to get in China? Oh, a fake ID thing. Hold on. I can expand.
Yep.
What was she looking for? Not a purse. It was some kind of identification. God,
if he somehow pieces this together after starting a purse.
Identification.
I'm going to be so upset.
It's something she... Oh, the... The SAT thing. Yeah.
We'll give him SAT. The fake ACT score.
Yes. I guarantee you can, by the way.
Get a forged ACT score certificate from China.
Might not look great, but...
Question four also begins with the audio clip.
Yeah.
Huh.
God, you guys.
I love it when he does this. I love it when he gets one thing that we don't know, and then he's like, man, you guys are
What religious group did you know about and thought that all of us were idiots for not knowing about?
The Brethren.
Wow.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. That's because we thought my brother was in the Brethren. Had a beard, had a bike.
That's all it takes, apparently.
Had a sleeping bag on there.
Was it a specific kind of bike? Or just any bike?
A bad one.
Hand me down.
Wasn't a Trek, is what you're trying to tell me. Wasn't the top of the line.
You know those bikes in like 1970s that kind of look like mountain bikes, but they weren't really mountain bikes.
Banana seat?
No banana seat. Yeah.
Well, you already won this week, but let's see if you can run up the score and make it 4 out of 5. Question 5 also begins with the audio clip.
He doesn't know he's entertaining. He's just a moron. Oh.
Who doesn't know they are entertaining and is just a moron?
No idea. Don't even remember that clip. That had to be earlier in the week.
Just hung out with him? You hung out with him last night?
Blammer?
Is he a moron? We were talking about it yesterday, and I said how entertaining was and how I have friends that are idiots, but they're fun to be around.
What's the difference between an idiot and a moron?
Not a whole lot.
Not a lot?
Yeah.
What would you rather be called? What would you rather be called?
Idiot.
I think moron. No? Josh?
I feel like you can be an idiot and not be one all the time. A moron is someone who's just like a dumb person.
I think idiot is, it jabs you a little stronger.
The idiot.
Yeah.
T in the end.
Like moron is just a common phrase in the East Coast. You call everyone a moron.
What are you, a moron?
You're a moron, yeah. Idiot is... It's a little stronger. All right, I won. Feel good.
Yeah, you didn't get the last one right. Didn't need to get it right. You still won. Beat Joshy once again this week in Week in Reach. You, Craig Karmazin is going to be joining us next. I'm just going to lay out. Chewy, you can...
It's got beef.
Yeah.
It's not beef. I'm just answering the question or don't answer. Don't waste my time.
We're going to start the segment. I'm going to have the ball. I'm going to get it to you on an ISO and clear out. That's the plan with Craig Karmazin as he joins us next on John Game and Chewy.
It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with GKB President Craig Karmazin.
Gabe, you're right. I actually just looked at the stats. No hypocrite has ever won a championship.
Fridays with Mo.
Mark Attanasio, the last thing he wanted to do was play a video and tribute Craig Council in any way. So I give Mark Attanasio a ton of credit.
Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. He is sponsored by Landworks Landscape Services. Their creative and talented team will design, build, enhance, and maintain beautiful landscapes in southeastern Wisconsin. Learn more and see their work at landworkswisconsin.com.
It's
It's a little bit later than normal, but excited to have Craig Karmazin on the program. Good morning, Craig.
I knew I could be in studio, and I was planning to come here to see how Jen was feeling about, you know, this challenge coming up, right? I mean, is this tomorrow?
Tomorrow, ACT, 8 a.m.
I mean, can we get Jen on the phone right now? What's Jen
she's,
doing?
She's in the air.
Oh, she's in? Okay.
We just got a picture from her of somebody who is like kitty corner on the airplane who decided to take off their shoes.
Yeah.
So she is currently flying.
Where do you stand on black sneakers?
I wear them regularly.
That's not a good idea. Because you're already slow. It makes you slower.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you've heard that. I've said that a bunch when we did a show together. Do you believe it?
No, I think like on me it would. I think there's some people
you're
where
telling
it's really
me if Tyreek
cool.
Hill was wearing black cleats,
it would make him look faster.
Yeah,
like I think on like someone like fast, I think it accentuates the speed. So if you're slow, it makes you look slower. If you're fast, it makes you look faster.
No, that's a lie. Because if you wear all white, it makes you look bigger. Now you have to agree with that.
That wouldn't work for me either. I think I would look smaller in white, all white. I think
as opposed to black? No, isn't black
thinning? Black is slimming.
Slimming?
Yes, I think monochromatic or like black or white accentuates what you are. So if you're slow, it makes you slower. If you're tall, it makes you taller. Now, I do agree that black can be slimming.
Okay. All right, so you kind of answered it, but you didn't. So you're going to lob it to me in the post?
Yeah.
See, that was fine the way you answered that. You really didn't give me a definitive answer either way, which is fine. But this next question, either answer it, and if you can't, that's fine. We'll move on. But don't give me the politically nice and the milk toast and the vanilla ice cream. If you can't answer it, don't answer it. Should Giannis be playing for the Greek national team?
Yeah. I don't know his condition, but if he's good to be playing for the Greek national team, he should be playing for the Greek national team. Basketball players play basketball. Like, that's what they do. It's not like other sports. So players play. And he was very far away from being able to play in the postseason. And the idea that a month and a half later you could play, like, of course, if he can play, he should play.
I get the point that, you know, he has to play some, but that the knock has been the last couple of years that he's too worn down, and that's why you get calf pulls, and that's why you get, I mean, he's not 24 anymore.
But that's
he's
not.
He's creeping on 30.
I mean, I don't think that's why he's gotten hurt, that he's too worn down. I mean, he's gotten hurt. And the idea, if he wasn't playing for the Greek national team, you think he wouldn't be working out and playing just as hard?
He would be, Craig, but he has to carry that team. And okay. he has no on-off switch. Yeah. Would you agree with that?
Correct. Yes,
and
absolutely.
I'm just worried that he has to carry that team, and he knows that, and his style of play is what it is.
Totally.
You call it reckless or whatever.
Yep.
I just want him there for the Bucks in the push next year.
Well, then you also want him to play only 50 games and not play 82 games or play 30 games during the season?
Yes, absolutely.
Put him in bubble wrap?
Was Aaron Jones much more effective because he only played X amount of games towards the end of the year last year?
I don't know. We know he was very effective. We don't know how effective he would have been, but we certainly know he was very effective.
Would you be okay with him playing 50 games?
I'd like him to play a few more than as somebody who bought a 10-game pack once again for the 2024-2025
yeah,
season.
Exactly.
I would like to see Giannis, you know, play as much as he can.
I'm not with you there. Like, I have no problems with what Aaron Jones did last year. And I don't know if he did that because he was really hurt or he was cheesed at his pay cut.
I think it's the opposite. I think he wanted to play and they were treating him that way. And it ended up working out. I think through his entire time with the Packers, they never fully treated him like the star he is. Like, I think he's, like, not that far off from, you know, from Christian McCaffrey. Like, you know, we saw them go head to head in that game.
Yeah.
And I think Aaron Jones has been so underrated because they have kept his workload down so much.
All right, Craig, ask and you shall receive on the phone line right
now.
No
way.
She is taking the ACT tomorrow at 8 a.m. Jen Lattery.
Oh, they're telling her how to buckle the seatbelt right now. You know, this is live. Is this on the way, or you're landing in Pittsburgh, or are you just taking off?
I had to take a connection in Atlanta, so we are currently sitting in Atlanta about to take off.
Oh, my God. Isn't that the best? Going from Wisconsin to Pennsylvania through Georgia? That makes a lot of sense, right? So, Jen, have you studied for the ACTs?
Okay, so the guys can tell you this. I told them, I was totally like, I don't care how I do on this test, right? And then I got a little nervous a couple nights ago, so I took two practice tests, one reading and one math practice test.
Did it get inside your head, and was it easier than you thought or harder than you thought?
So I finished 10 out of 10 on the reading test and 9 out of 10 on the math test. And the one math question I got wrong was the one I didn't do. I just skipped over too long, didn't read.
So Craig. Oh,
I mean, she is arrogant. Craig, do you hear that? That's not confidence. That's arrogance.
Craig, if Jen somehow misses her plane and can't get back and misses the ACT, are you going to make her take it again?
Oh, she has to take it twice or something. There has to be some kind of extreme penalty for missing the ACTs.
Right. Look, you're the only one who can. I mean, she put this off for 2 years. You are the only one who can apply the pressure to make that happen.
And I haven't paid off my bet yet. I have to go to the 24 hours at George Webb challenge. Yep. I'm waiting to pay off mine. Right when Jen pays off hers, then I'm on the clock to pay off mine. So I'm kind of like not pushing Jen too hard here. You know, I'm like, you know, Jen, if the weather in Pittsburgh and Harrisburg is nice this time of year, you know, maybe you stay over for a weekend, have a relaxing weekend away from the family.
It did occur to me that I might get stuck in Pittsburgh and not be able to take the ACT, and it would be the one time where I'm like, yeah, I'm okay with it.
What do you think, Craig? What do you think we should set as the over-under as the show? What should we be expecting from Jen? What score?
I mean, I was an SAT person coming from the East Coast, but Jen's like brilliant in this stuff. And she's like, I mean, I think isn't it 29? Joshy knows better. I would have thought 29 and a half. Like if the first number's a 3.
Are you crazy?
I mean, Jen's really smart.
No, I know.
I mean, she's not Wildy. Wildy's like the top of the food chain, like in terms of ESPN Wisconsin, pure like book intelligent.
Where am I?
So there's the top of the food chain. So, Joshy, what do you set the over-under?
I think math is going to be a real problem, and I also think the bleep-its, if it gets too complicated, Jen's just going to fill in. I set it at over-under 20.
20?
Yeah. Because the average score for America is like 17 to 24.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, but Jen's not average? Well, you're saying Jen's below average?
Here's the problem. Here's the problem, though, Craig.
Use it, lose it.
Yeah, math is very much, if you don't use it, you lose it. And I don't think that Jen has been doing a lot of complicated math.
So if we're saying
equations.
21 is average intelligence, you're all saying Jen's below average intelligence.
No. What if you never had it?
They're also afraid. Jen, they're also afraid of you. Jen, what's your over-under?
I think 21 is fair. I do think that Joshy has a good point about the bleep-its. So, Craig, you know this. Kira has a dance recital at 1 o'clock in Germantown. I'm not missing her dance recital. So if we get close to like time to go, I'm just leaving.
Well, if she's in the teens, she's got to take it again, right?
Well, so she said that you said that 14, she had to take it again. 14,
well, 14
or lower.
Yes. But 14 I was or saying lower, like, she had to close. I was even thinking 19, but you're saying 14.
I said a fair under over 20.
What should we get?
Higher than that.
What'd you get?
I don't remember.
I mean, I think you got to look it up. If you perform lower than Chewy, you got to take it again. I mean, that's the bar.
Jen, you're pretty safe.
I mean, Jen, don't you even think? I mean, come on. If you
if she leaves early, though, Craig, they don't score her test. What if she ends up leaving early and we don't get a score?
Yeah, but and she can't do the CCC to finish, right?
Well, but it doesn't matter. Like if you leave before the time is up.
Yeah, so you're they disqualified. Don't.
Wait, so Jen, what time is the time up? Do you know the ending time here?
I don't. It starts at 8 and it's at 8.
Oh, you'll be good.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Recital at 1. That is
Craig,
that
do
is
you know the number you got to get in order to be eligible for a scholarship?
It's out of 36. ACT? Yeah, 36 is the high score.
I mean, I would have guessed 14?
12.
Okay.
And could I get a 12?
Did you get like 11 and a half rounded up to a 12?
See, Craig, I like the SAT because you get 400 for signing your name.
Yeah, you do. Now, I think the interesting thing would be once Jen takes it,
no,
to
not
send Chewy there to try to take her down.
The question is, better than Ben?
I think you would do better than Ben.
Okay.
Now, I'll send you to a prep class. You know, I'll pay for you weekly to go to, like, ACT class.
My plate's full.
I can't imagine. Can you imagine Chewy showing up with just a bunch of 14, 15-year-olds?
Sitting in those little desks.
Yeah, I know. It'd be like Elf.
No, Chewy's like, I guarantee Chewy would do it if we had said, you also get to play dodgeball with them.
Yeah.
Chewy.
Then I might. Yeah.
Chewy may or may not have taken it the first time.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not quite sure what happened.
He
the
went
first
to
time.
China to get one of those fake ACTs.
Do you have any advice for Jen?
No, I wasn't good at school. I wasn't like no. I mean,
what do you mean you weren't good at school?
You went to Emory.
I actually was really bad at school, but I was good at standardized tests. I was, you know, I could you know, because I didn't really try at school, but I could do pretty well.
Because you were smart enough that you could, you just kind of coast by. You're not putting in the
I went to a public school where I didn't need to, like, you know, it was a terrible, terrible school. So I didn't need, and I didn't do well there, so.
Jen, how nervous do you think you're going to be when you wake up tomorrow?
I don't know that I'll be nervous. It's look, my concern is, you just mentioned use it or lose it. It's been 30 years since I studied algebra. It's been 30 years since I studied geometry. So I do think Joshy has a good point that, like, the math aspects of this are a little intimidating. But I feel good after taking that practice test that I know some of the concepts. So I'm not nervous. And here's what I said, Craig. The ACT score, I'm 43 years old, has zero effect on my life going forward. It's not like I'm going to get fired from my job if I don't perform well on the ACT test.
Well, but again, you score a 15, then we start wondering if Chewy's smart.
Yeah, well, and also, I think what Jen can't turn off, I think Jen can't turn off her power of observation. So I think Jen's going to be like, in the 5-10 minutes leading in, she's going to be like, Susie, isn't Ashton over there? I don't know why I chose Ashton. Isn't Billy over there kind of cute? Do you want him to ask if he thinks you're cute? Like, I think Jen's going to go right back into
revert
high school.
Back.
I think Jen's going to get right into the mix high school-wise, Jen. That's what I'm seeing for you.
Yeah, the guys on 620 called me Josie Grossi from that movie that Drew Barrymore was
Oh, in, Never Been Kissed?
Back to high school, Never Been Kissed, yeah.
That is a good one. That is a good one. Well, if you're going to go there, I'm just saying this as someone who works with you and cares about your brand. I would focus on a teacher and not a student if you're going in that direction.
Why are the most uncomfortable moments always revolving around you when you join the show?
I don't know. She said never been kissed and she's going to the ACT.
It's like you can just let it go.
She's children. Exactly. That's why I said it.
I guess with that, Jen, thanks for joining us.
I have a child who is of the age of the other people taking the test, right?
Oh, and that has stopped people before. I guess we don't have the internet.
All right, well, I think we just need to end the segment.
Jen.
I guess, yeah. Bye, Jen. And
good
thanks.
Luck, Jen.
Good luck.
Thanks, Craig.
Make us cry from whatever you do in Pittsburgh.
I don't know what else to do here.
Well, this is a man that goes to, like, Taylor Swift and Iggy Azalea by himself.
I do not. I have a daughter. And I've never been to an Iggy Azalea concert.
The fact that he pulled out Iggy Azalea out of nowhere, I think I'm impressed. I'm not really sure what I am.
My next concert in Wisconsin is going to be SZA at Summerfest.
Is that a guy or a girl?
It's a girl.
Okay, because I was going to say a guy.
Yep, not.
Because of the A.
I am hitting Billy Joel at Soldier Field, though, also. No? No Billy Joel?
How many times have you seen Billy Joel?
Too many.
My brother-in-law sings Billy Joel better than Billy Joel.
He does sing it well.
Yeah.
His brother-in-law is lead singer of a Billy Joel cover band, and he's really good.
Yeah.
Craig, thank you for the time.
Thank you. Thank you all.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Thesaurus.
What's a click below dumb?
You. No.
Whoa. That's fine. Whoa. No, that's what
good
I was getting
good pop.
At.
Good pop.
That's, whoa. I know.
Unnecessary.
I'm not dumb. I'm one click below dumb. We need to find out what that word is.
Don't you want to be one click above dumb?
Oh, that's right. I'm one click above.
On 94.5 ESPN.
It doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where Mentality comes in. Local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Look, you might be tired, groggy. Just don't have that energy you had a year or two ago. You don't feel like yourself. Those could be signs of low testosterone, and Mentality can help. Go in, go through their process. You get a blood panel done, and at the end, when your results come back, if your testosterone levels are low, you can start working with Mentality. It's fantastic. I've been using it. I've got some great energy to do all the different things that I do, whether it's here, whether it's on the network, bouncing everywhere. I've got the energy because of Mentality. Go to LowTUSA.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more, LowTUSA.com. It's amazing the things you can get away with when, you know, you're the founder and CEO of a company.
That was deeply uncomfortable.
Heights?
Yeah, a little bit. It's Craig being.
It's Craig being Craig.
I thought it was great.
It's Craig being Craig. We didn't put anything on the polls today, did we? Poll list due Friday.
I don't believe
I was going to post about eye black and smelling salts, but we found out the answer.
Yeah,
though,
got to the bottom of it.
So does eye black work? Didn't really matter because we got the answers.
Yeah, we could have done the black shoes.
That one, I'm still not even sure what you're asking.
Do you like wearing black sneakers or black shoes? I do not own a pair of black.
Like black dress shoes?
I have a pair, but that's with pants.
Yeah.
You're not rocking up wearing dress shoes with shorts. Black shoes with white socks. Like my son Dylan is really good friends with the head coach, the probably besties at North Dakota State.
Okay.
Tim Polasek. I rip on him constantly for shorts, black sneakers, and white socks.
White socks.
Such a bad look. That's what you pull. Would you wear that?
Would I wear black sneakers with white? Black sneakers, white socks,
and shorts.
No,
it sounds like Joshy would.
If I've got, but also again, so I've got. I usually wear the ankle socks, right? So
yeah.
if I'm wearing black sneakers, I am going to wear
black.
Yeah, you know, there's just a little bit of the sock showing. That's
sure.
Also going to be black.
I'm out on ankle socks.
Why?
They just feel like old people
fall
things
off.
To me now. Either wear socks or no socks at all.
Yeah, but then the sneakers just reek.
Yeah, you got to wear socks.
Reek.
Just buy cheaper ones.
Well, plus, as much as I play golf, Joshy, I don't want like the awkward like.
Golf is a place I'll allow the ankle sock, but the no-show sock, get it out of here.
Fair.
You look ridiculous.
I kind of like the pantyhose. You guys ever worn pantyhose?
Nope.
Little pads. Very comfortable.
All right. It looks like we're really going to end this in an uncomfortable spot, but that's what happens on Dude Friday. Wildy and Tausch coming up next. Have a good weekend, everybody.